In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Feast! Today in the Orthodox Church is Great and Holy Pentecost. Pentecost commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, who began speaking in languages that they did not know. Many pilgrims from the Jewish diaspora were in Jerusalem for the Jewish observance of Pentecost, also known as Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. And they were surprised to hear these disciples of Christ, mostly untaught fishermen, speaking in languages that they did not know. In Judaism, Pentecost was traditionally seen as the celebration of the original giving of the Torah, God's covenant with Israel, which occurred 50 days after the Passover, according to Exodus. A new form of Pentecost, the way in which Orthodox Christians currently celebrate, is what the prophet Jeremiah describes in Jeremiah 31, when Yahweh declares, "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts." This is a beautiful passage from Scripture, and one that we must read carefully. The law has now been written on our hearts. It doesn't mean so much that the law of the Old Covenant is now null and void, but that our relationship towards them and their meaning towards us has changed. In Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, the material world has been cleansed. As a result, we as Christians don't keep kosher. We are allowed to eat all kinds of food. But the one thing that can still be defiled is ourselves. Sin and wickedness still exist as the result of human free will, and the commandments still stand as guideposts with how to deal with sin. And yet, in the new covenant, more has been added. The law has been written on our hearts. This is what we celebrate at Pentecost. In the Old Testament reading yesterday at Great Vespers, we heard from Ezekiel that at an appointed time, Israel will be taken from the nations and the countries, or the Gentiles, and be sprinkled with clean water, and cleansed, and given a new heart of flesh, and the Spirit will dwell within them. Pentecost is that time. But the passage doesn't just end there, because Yahweh goes on to say that you shall keep my judgments and do them. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. So as Christians, we aren't off the hook. The spirit of the law isn't just some vague set of spiritual rules that just has to do with being nice and agreeable to others. The Holy Spirit isn't some docile creature that comes to bring us earthly happiness. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our life is the actual indwelling of God in our lives. It comes about by loving and following God and heeding His word. The Holy Spirit will force itself on no one. You can't be forced to follow God. The transformation of the apostles at Pentecost was the result of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within a group of men who, despite their shortcomings, followed Christ to their death. This is the kind of heart that can be transformed by the Holy Spirit. As St. Basil the Great writes in his letter to St. Amphilochius of Iconium, the Holy Spirit is inaccessible in nature, but approachable in goodness. He fills all things with power, but only those who are worthy participate in him. Let me repeat that, especially the first part. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is inaccessible in his nature, but approachable in goodness. St. Basil continues, kinship of the Spirit with the soul is not a matter of nearness of place, but a matter of separation from the passions. And he goes on to say that the soul comes to know the Holy Spirit after it has been returned to its natural beauty and restored the ancient form of its royal image. When someone becomes a catechumen in the church, there are a series of prayers said over them at the beginning that are actually exorcism prayers. Many of you have heard these prayed over you, many of you recently. And the catechumen is told at one point to go out towards the west and breathe and spit upon the devil. But something else happens, right? The priest also breathes on the catechumen three times. Among other things, this brings us back to Genesis, when God breathed life into man from the dust. It's a mini recreation of the catechumen as they prepare for their entry into the church. And it's the beginning of a mini Pentecost. The devil has been breathed out and spat upon, and the catechumen facing east, where the garden was planted, is now united by their words to God. So may this Pentecost today be a reminder not just of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within the church and within us, not just a restoration of Israel and the church from both the Jews and the Gentiles, but also a reminder of our recreations in Christ. Some of us were catechumens when we were infants, some of us when we were teenagers, some of us when we were much older, but we were catechumens. We spat on the devil, and the breath that was breathed upon Adam and Eve was breathed once again on us. Man was made from the dust of the earth, and dust moves when winds blow upon it. And man came to be when God breathed upon us, upon this dust. God's breath is our life. It moves and it animates us. And as I said last year, every breath we take can be a reminder of this. Every breath we take can be a reminder of Pentecost. St. Seraphim of Sarov says that prayer, which is always available to us, is given to us by the help of the Holy Spirit. If that's true, then every time we say the Jesus Prayer, or any prayer for that matter, and really, truly say it, it is a revelation of the Holy Spirit to us. This can happen here at church, but more importantly, it can happen with every breath we take. This is the goodness with which we can approach the Holy Spirit. And with this goodness, our hearts can be softened. They can be transformed from hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Hearts of stone are dead hearts. They can't pump. They can't breathe. They are lifeless. Hearts of flesh are living hearts. They are animated by the Holy Spirit. They rejoice in the will of God in their lives, and they break for the sin that is still present in the world. May we be given such hearts today during this all-holy feast of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.